Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trying to move from here to there.
All right. Well, there was a video that went viral. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to let you know about it.
It was wild as hell.
About the guy at the bagel shop. And the woman who was filming him says this misogynistic blanky blank. The video is where this guy started ranting about how women on dating sites won't go out with them. And he was eventually challenged by a taller guy. And just to see the height difference in the two guys.
All right, this guy is like very, incredible. Very short. He's not incredible. Like, I mean, he's quite short.
All right, without, I want to play the role of those just listening, right? I don't want to see it. I just want to listen to it. So
yeah.
This is a very small man in a bagel shop. And we have the tirade here.
Yep.
Okay, let's listen.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? I'm not standing, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, too.
You shut the
go ahead and attack me,
Jake. Oh, my God. I just
You don't talk.
I recorded the whole thing.
He clobbered his little ass.
He did, man.
Right, now, can I look at the video now?
Yeah. Just
do it the last part. I want to see where he was shut up.
He's about to get clobbered here. And you can see.
Oh, he's very. Oh, my God. Who's that, Yao Ming?
No, that dude's 6 foot one.
Oh, wow. He looks like a giant.
Yeah, well, everybody does.
I thought that was Elegani.
There he is.
Elegani. Didn't use him right.
Oh, was it Elegandi?
See, the little guy is like bumping his chest up at him.
Yeah.
But he's like,
it looked like he headbutted the guy.
I mean, he's like,
or chest butted.
Yeah, he's quite short.
The reason it looks like, the person video and it's trying to conceal that they're videoing, so they're holding it down further. Because the guy looks like an NBA player, but yeah, the guy's very, very tiny. So why would they be having the argument about his dating life in a bagel shop waiting in line?
I have no idea how that happened or how that started, but I would love to know. Paige, do we have any of that info at all?
If it took long enough for somebody to get their camera out and start videoing it, that means it went on for a little bit.
Well, a woman, she smiled at a guy in the store, which set this guy off on the rant. So I guess jealousy made him do that. And he was just like, why can't I get... Well, the reason why you can't do that is because, like this woman, when she tweeted out the video, she said that he was degrading to the female staff as well as the patrons. And, you know, he isn't a nice person at all. That's why he can't get a date.
He's very angry. And a lot of it's directed towards ladies.
I can't see in the video, but where did he put his pot of gold while he was doing all this?
I don't know.
Excuse you.
Pardon me. The problem is that he's mind blanked himself here because he's on the dating sites. You remember the 3-4 weeks I had Tendle on my phone?
Tendle.
Man, it is very, very, very common to see women in their profiles on there, and it's like, if you're under 6 feet tall, you should die in a fire.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's just how they are about it, and it's like, you're 5 foot one.
They say that. That's so.
Oh, I mean,
not
think
that
about
exactly,
it.
But
tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I only got
like
two out of the three.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it doesn't. Height really doesn't matter.
I'll go tanning if I want to get the third one.
Yeah. I mean, it's become a thing that matters to a lot of thoughts nowadays. Like, they've gotten brainwashed into that, you know, 6 foot plus thing. It's like, you're 4 foot 11 and a half. Why has he got to be 6 foot three?
You mean to tell you what it is? Kardashians, NBA players.
Yeah.
Is that what it? I mean, I got to look up to a guy, but I mean, it's not like.
But not from the knees up.
But where are you unless you're slow dancing, and how often are you doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people. That's ridiculous. And me being sort of like a tall girl,
How tall are you, Paige?
I'm 5'8", but I wear heels, so I've been taller than my husband a lot, and he loved it in certain situations, but I would think it would go the other way around, where the man would say, I don't want a woman too tall and taller than me.
Yeah. You know what's great about that is that guy is like, and when you see, we'll link out the video and stuff, you can see it if you haven't yet, but he's flinging his arms around, and he's saying all these cuss words and MFs and Fs and all that, but then he says, do you want to step outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a gentleman when it comes to actual wanting to fight you, but otherwise he's going to call these women these names and say the F word like it's going out of style.
All the guy did was lay on him, too, so he'd calm down.
Didn't he not grab him by the throat?
Yeah, he pushed him down. Like, he bulldogged him to the ground, but he just laid on him.
That looked like, Kevin Nash was getting ready to grab you by the throat and, you know.
Well, to be fair, he would have grabbed most people by the hips.
Turn
and
him
maybe,
around.
You know, and maybe he was eyeing that girl and liked that girl, and then she smiled back at the wrong dude. We don't know.
Yeah.
You'd never know what happens in public.
Don't bite your lip when short people are around. That's the message.
For the record, I'm 5'9", and I can't really do anything about it, so I guess I'm cool with it.
And bulletproof.
So you did.
What can you do? You're as tall as you are. That's all you got.
But that was Travis Tritt that's saying that, right? 5'9" and bulletproof.
I think so.
Hey, Doc, can I get some leg implants?
But I've dated
a guy. It looks like you have.
I just got one anyway.
Yeah.
Talk about your mummy leg.
I went to rent a leg, and I'm doing one at a time.
Oh, you're doing one at a time.
Rent a leg.
That was one of the jokes I had for the roast about how it's...
Don't even bring that up,
it's,
please.
You know, when they say go to the gym and do leg day, you're supposed to do both, Nine.
That's good. I like
it should
that.
Be legs day.
Yeah.
Paige went too far there with her.
I'm not. I didn't even finish the rest with the scooter and everything. I'm not even going to go there. Sorry. It's
talk
over.
To the hand.
Over.
Talk to the
hand.
All that in the bag of chips.
Sorry.
Don't even.
All right.
Maybe you start skipping leg day.
I can't even.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Height does matter to some people. That's what we learned from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thoughts.
Well, here's a story. If you think your pets won't eat you.
Okay. Jesus.
Think again.
You train them right, I
guess. Inga, no.
No.
Headlines brought to you by Jeff.
If you're not that tasty, well, think again. Spice yourself up for your pets.
Right.
Oh, well, there was a Texas man who had been missing for months, and they found him. He was eaten by a pack of dogs, his own pack of dogs. The sheriff's deputies say that The examiners did some DNA testing and determined that pieces of bones recovered from the dog's feces were those of 57-year-old Freddie Mac. So the dogs ate everything.
The lone guy?
I beg your pardon?
The what?
The lone guy? Freddie Mac? Guy that gives out money? Government guy? A local guy?
I know.
I thought that was...
This wasn't...
Oh, it's Fannie Mac and Freddie Mae.
Yeah.
I got them backwards.
Johnson County. Texas.
I thought it was Fannie Mae.
So he had 18 mixed breed dogs, and apparently they devoured Mac's body, clothing, his hair.
God bless!
Yeah, I mean, well, if they're hungry, what are they going to eat?
Yeah, but how?
They say that your cats will eat you before your dogs.
But the dogs, like, they were pieces of the guy's, well, not all of his bones.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't eat his entire skeleton, right? Couldn't.
They'll eat it.
I mean, they couldn't find much.
But they couldn't gnaw down the femurs and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, have you never seen a dog eat a bone before?
Jesus Christ. I haven't.
Marrow in the bones. They love
this
it.
This is 18 dogs that got hungry.
Yep.
Probably, I mean, I imagine after the guy died. But there were 18, like, very aggressive dogs, too, in a giant dog pack.
I mean, a local guy got chewed up. It was all over his arms, and he's waddling all over the news. But, yeah, he didn't die.
He had a bad back, and then he got bit on the leg.
His arms, too.
Yeah.
18 dogs.
I mean, they're animals. They're pack animals.
Yeah, that guy, I mean, he's walking funny just because his bad back affects his right leg, and he got bit on the left leg, so he ain't got a good leg. At least I still got one that works.
Keep your cat away from the other one.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. The cat would eat you first. Then. Then if the dog smells the blood from the cat getting into your skin, you'd be gone.
I don't think Inga would eat me. I just don't. I don't
if
think
she hungry,
would.
She would.
I really don't think she would. She doesn't hardly eat unless I tell her to.
But she's not going to.
Oh, so you're the dom.
Yeah, I have to be. I'm like,
but you're dead. You're out of the equation.
Your mummy leg's better than that guy's,
you're
too.
You're just a piece of steak on the floor.
That's the biggest pain in the ass thing about my dogs. I got to sit there and every 5 minutes go, Inga, food? And then she'll eat a few more bites.
Oh, well, man. You wouldn't have to tell me.
She is spoiled.
Oh, Lord. I just Googled or looked it up online, but a pack of dogs means two or more dogs. A pack, though, seems like...
I've always heard that they... Like, if you have one dog, you're good. If you have two dogs, you're all right. But when you get a third dog, they become like their own pack of dogs.
Yeah, they do. They have a hierarchy.
Who found out who Freddie Mac is?
Somebody just sent us a link. There's a male porn star with the name Freddie Mac.
Them poor dogs.
Keep that away from me.
God.
Same guy.
Jesus. Goodness. That ain't real.
But did any of the dogs die?
I mean, I don't know. You know.
I thought that was Jimmy's leg again. Or
I don't have pictures of that said crime scene, so I couldn't tell you. And I don't know what...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know if the dogs were destroyed or what the deal is.
Yeah, they were.
They were, yeah.
Put them all down.
Is that right, though? But then again, would you go rescue a dog that ate their previous owner?
No.
I mean,
these dogs were so aggressive that they had a hell of a time being able to search the property or serve the search warrant because the... Well, there are 18 very aggressive dogs running around trying to get everybody's ass at the same time.
To rescue one?
13 of the dogs were put down, and then I guess just 3 have been put up for adoption. So some of them are okay. Maybe they just didn't eat that much. I don't know.
Who the hell would want it?
That's what I have to say. But did they give you like a vehicle history? Or not a vehicle, but a pet history
disclosure.
Report?
Disclosure. By the way, this dog...
It's like being a pen pal with the serial killer.
Owner.
Why did the previous owner give the dog up for adoption? Well, he technically didn't.
Technically he didn't. He's still in there.
I don't think they tell you that all the time because I've asked about how come he's in here or you know.
There were also questions that they couldn't determine if they figured the dogs probably didn't kill him. He probably died
Yeah.
But. Since they couldn't determine that also played a role in killing the dogs.
It's kind of hard to do an autopsy without a body.
Yeah, they just had a couple pieces of bone and a few scraps of clothing.
Wow.
You need a heart and a brain and, you know, to see what he ate.
All right, Wizard of Oz.
This is worse than Pitbull and Parolees.
But, I mean, that's how you would determine with toxicology and everything.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
Gosh. You watch Old Bear. Make sure you treat him right.
Yeah.
Or he'll get big and eat the hell out of you.
Would Bear be the one or would it be Rusty?
No, I'll outlive his ass.
By his arms.
I'll make sure of it. That is an unsettling thing. What do you mean, why is that unsettling? The guy, wow. Oh, well.
I thought you had to have pigs to do that.
Like, when at what point do you die and not feel it or go into shock or whatever?
Well, we think that he died, and then they ate his dead body.
Oh, yeah, I don't think
he wasn't there to give him food.
Yeah, because he could fight off. You could fight off those dogs.
Yeah, and if they're your pets.
Fight off 18 dogs?
16, yes, but not 18.
You got to figure what? You'll get maybe 3 or 4 once, and then the other dogs will be like, right, well, let's see what's going on over here.
I don't think you know much about the way dogs do.
They'll be swinging on them then. I only got one. I don't have like 15, so I don't know how they act.
Yeah, I mean, I only got one, but it's not going to be like – an action movie where Steven Seagal beats up the first three guys and then the rest run away. That's not how it goes. That's not how dogs do.
And it's not like a pair of them were fighting and then he tried to break up their fight and then it turned into a big fight and then they ate the guy.
Could have been. We don't know what happened. That could be exactly what happened.
Rogue puppies going wild.
Here's a text. This is why everybody should own guns. What? Who's got an 18 shot?
Really?
People with Glocks.
Well, there you go.
People on government lists.
Mm-hmm. Most of the people listen to us.
God,
most of the people around
that's
here.
That's true, because most people have more than one gun.
Show Matt the autopsy photos and see if it makes him gag. Did you listen to the story, Dave
Matt?
I have to look at dog doo-doo, and I throw up then anyway.
Hey, Matt, let's see if this picture of one piece of bone laying on a medical table will get you.
Yeah.
That's still sad.
It's very sad.
You're
related to the Freddie Mac picture again?
It was,
I'm glad I missed that. All right, do I have time for another story, Fat Boy?
No.
I'm sorry.
I got a clock on
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell, Shape Boutique. I'm Paige. That's why I asked. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
You know what's funny is that we laugh at that every day because there's a sign in here that says out by 36, and we're at 51. So, yes, we should take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. This is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
And thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, the whole nine yards. Tomorrow, the now more than ever looking forward to FOF line.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
864-241-4318. Somebody's getting blistered. But right now, it's time to do some winning. Who's ready? I am.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Jimmy Jack.
We found out that not just Mattman in the past, but a lot of P1s have also gone through a phase where their relationships last this length of time. How long are those relationships lasting? I want you to text the correct answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. That's 72341. 93rd correct answer. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a family four-pack of tickets to see Greenville Triumph take on Orlando City B this Saturday, July 13th at Legacy Early College Stadium.
That's our pro soccer team.
Yes, it is.
Their first season.
Yes.
Go support the Triumph. And go get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Patriot will rock you at work next. Fat Boy in at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have you a blessed day. And tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.